But right now, the spokesperson for Metra is on the phone, Meg Thomas-Riley. I can't even imagine. Do you have a call center, or can you track how many people are hitting your website right now, Meg?
We can track. I just don't have that information. But that was one of the reasons for trying to get the schedule change out as early as we could yesterday so people could hit it and figure out if they have to travel Friday, what's going to work.
Right. So, because things are changing a little bit tomorrow, right?
Right. Things are changing. For most of our lines, we're running what we would call a modified Saturday schedule. And we're calling it modified because we're adding some stops and some trains and things and changing stopping patterns with the goal of leaving as few people hanging out in the platform as we can. We're trying to get them quickly on a warm train and keep them moving. But we're also running less service simply for the reason that this is a day. If there's ever a day, tomorrow I think is a good day to work from home if you have to work.
Right.
It's also, many people have it off as the Christmas Eve holiday. So I can tell you anecdotally from this morning, my train was nearly empty. So people already got the word. They're either working from home or already started the holiday. So it just doesn't make sense to have a ton of service out there.
Right. But a lot of people who need Metra, those people who work in restaurants, those people who work in the city that rely on it because they can't afford to park here, they just need to be made aware that there will be changes. And these are changes you had to make based on a weather forecast that came out, 48 hours ago. You can't make these changes immediately. So this was based
right.
on, I would imagine, the thought that we were really going to get a severe blizzard.
There are a lot of moving parts to changing service, from personnel to simply the data input that has to go in so that the train trackers and everything work when you're changing service. So it's, there was a heavy lift over the last day and a half to get all this information so that people could access it.
Yeah, I can imagine. Right down to your IT people who have to make sure everything is changed. I think that people can get grumpy, but they don't understand how many working parts are involved when you have to make a change to a Metra schedule. So I understand what you're saying, and we appreciate your work. So the schedule today is as it would be. It's just tomorrow that is modified. And then for the holiday weekend,
correct,
it's your traditional holiday schedule.
Correct. And on Monday, because many people have Monday off since the entire holiday falls on Saturday and Sunday, we also, because many people traditionally have had, they get one day, they're going to get Monday off usually for the Christmas holiday. So that is also a Sunday holiday schedule.
Lauren Lapka is in our
earlier in the week.
Okay. Lauren Lapka is in our newsroom. She's got a question for you, Meg.
Yeah, I was curious.
Sure.
You mentioned it would be great to work from home tomorrow if you can. Are you guys worried about staffing at all with the weather or even just the upcoming holidays?
That was part of the lift this week, is to make sure, because in a situation like this, we actually need more people out in the field so that we can address problems. So we had to change some people's holiday schedules. We had to make sure that especially for the train crews or people who have early starts out in the field, we had to arrange hotel rooms at various locations so that they're not trying to make it in from home in this weather. So we've been working all week to make this happen.
Well, thank you for doing what you do, and I hope you get a chance to enjoy the holiday as well.
It'll happen. My vacation starts next week, so I'll be enjoying New Year's.
And thanks to all the Metra employees. We appreciate the work that you put in every single day of the year. Happy holidays, Meg.
Thank you. Happy holidays to all of you.